Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Onward and Upward. My name is Jamie Pham, and today I would like to share my morning routine with you all. Ever since late last year, I've been trying to change my routine around a little bit to put myself in the best state of mind possible to start my day. Though it has taken a little bit of fine-tuning, I do find that it has helped me feel calmer and more focused. So what's changed? Mainly, I slowed things down a bit. I used to check my phone as soon as I wake up, jump out of bed, take a quick shower, and get to work. I usually feel rushed when I do that, even when I am not in a rush. We are trained to check our email and social media as soon as we wake up and then react to whatever we see. Now, when I wake up, I drink a glass of water because I am dehydrated after sleeping for 6+ hours. Then I meditate for a few minutes. This helps me slow things down so I don't try to rush and get my day started like it is my last day on earth. After that, I do about 20 push-ups and 30 sit-ups to get the blood flowing, and then I sit down at my desk to journal. I've been journaling in the morning for the past 2 or so years, and it has helped me get rid of negative energy and whatever things that have been occupying my mind. Then I make some coffee, hop in the shower, and get my day started. This all takes about 15 to 20 minutes to complete, nothing too crazy, and it has had a positive impact on my day. My mind feels much clearer on the days that I am able to do these things. I suggest you try to do the same or something similar, whatever works for you. We tend to start our days frantically and forget to slow things down even for just a few minutes. Those few minutes can help you get in the right state of mind for the next 10 to 12 hours. Let me know if you try any of these things or if you have your own morning routine that works for you. Also, if you have an iOS device, please take a quick second to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. And once you do that, send me an email to onwardandupwardshow@gmail.com and I will send you a PDF copy of my book, I Could Be the President. And thanks to my boy Siggy A for popping our reviews cherry. It means a lot to me. And with that, this concludes another episode of Onward and Upward. I thank you for listening, and always remember to be yourself. Bye.